Hi,
Hello.
Brianna.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, my name is Alan from MTS on the recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you use Depo Provera and did you have any health issues after using it?
Yes, I did. Just a second.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. You could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no.
Okay.
excuse me. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm to your answer under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, I did not.
Okay. And you're looking to file this claim for yourself, correct?
Correct.
All right. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed with, what is it called? It was a procedure from the biopsy. I forget the name. I know I took the P Pfizer.
Right, the name brand that Depo Provera.
Yes.
Okay. So you've taken it.
Yeah.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year? So, meningioma, just to give you an idea, it's pretty much a slow growing tumor that develops in the meninges. It's the membrane that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, and it occurs mostly, you know, after people has used Depo Provera. It's been found that it has, you know, that link to that, which is why the Depo Provera lawsuit exists. Have you been treated for, or have you had a diagnosis of any tumor around the brain, the membrane?
I had a biopsy. So when I had the biopsy, they did a sample of the tissue of the brain.
Uh-huh. And how did that go? What happened?
When they did the biopsy, my gynecologist, what was it? Hold on, I have my doctor records in my email.
Yeah, if your medical record says anything about meningioma, then we can proceed. Because the lawsuit, one of the requirements is that you need to have meningioma as, you know, proof of the injury for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Otherwise, you know, it will not be accepted.
Meningioma, yes. I'm so sorry. Yes.
Is that what it says on the medical records?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So just to confirm, you have been diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And was the meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And what was the date of your diagnosis that's on your my chart or the medical record?
July 10th, 2022.
So 7/10/2022.
Yes. Yes.
And what was the method of the diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or is it other?
It was an MRI
MRI, okay. And just to
and a
confirm,
biopsy and a biopsy.
and a biopsy as well. Okay. And just to confirm, it's 7/10/2022, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
No, it's 2022. Yes, correct. I'm sorry
Yeah,
about that.
7/10/2022. And
Yes.
what is your date of birth?
10/8/1996.
I have 10/8/1996. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
Not at the moment.
Okay. And for the following question, if you could please answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Was it the Depo-Provera or was it a Depo sub-Q Provera or was it a generic brand? Or is it just
The brand
Depo-Provera?
name was P. Pfizer.
So the Depo is that the Depo-Provera, the name brand?
Yes.
Okay. And did you or loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year, or did you just use the name brand the whole entire time?
The name brand the entire time.
Okay, so no generics.
No.
Okay, and did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, and within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to the diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay, and approximately when did you start using Depo-Provera? What year?
March.
March?
Yes, in March 2018.
Okay, so 3/1/2018.
Yes.
And then when did you stop using Depo-Provera?
I want to say June of 2022.
Okay, so June 2022. Give me 1 second, okay? And then you were diagnosed in July, right?
Yes.
So 6/1/2022. Oh, sorry. I apologize. So 6/1/2022 was when you stopped using Depo-Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Give me 1 moment, please. Okay. And for verification purposes, will you please verify your age?
28 years old.
Okay, thank you. And for verification purposes, will you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And will you please kindly spell out your first name?
B-R-E-A-N-N-A-E-L-L.
Okay, and last name?
I S.
I have Brianna Ellis. Is that correct?
Yes,
So
that's correct.
Breanna, and then Ellis, Ellis.
Correct.
All right. And for security purposes, your social.
354-929-5591.
Okay, just to confirm, I have 354-92-95-91. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And the primary email I have here is Breellis88@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then I have for the phone number is 872-802-5793. Is that correct as well?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then this is the phone number is a mobile number, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay. And what is your primary address?
1036 North Lamont, Chicago, Illinois, 60651, Unit 1.
Okay, is that 1036 North Lamont Avenue?
Yes.
And that's a unit, what's the number of the unit?
Unit 1.
Unit 1, okay. And that's Chicago, Illinois, correct?
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right, so I have 1036 North Lamont Avenue, Unit 1, mm-hmm. Chicago, Illinois, 60651.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and what's the name of the diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Karen Sticker.
Dr. Karen, and is that Sticker, like the sticker? S-T-I-C-K-E-R?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's actually S-T-R-E-C-K-E-R.
Oh, Strucker. Okay. And what is the name of the hospital or the facility?
I have the address. Are you ready for the address?
Yes.
You medical... 5841 South Maryland Avenue.
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Is it Karen Strucker? She's a gynecologist.
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please. And the name of the hospital. Is
I believe it's UC Medical.
Chicago? Is it the UC Chicago the U Chicago Medicine? Oh, sorry, let me see. 1 second. Is the U Chicago? Is that right? U Chicago.
Yes, UC Medicals.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me just make sure that's correct. And you said it was 50841 South Maryland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois?
No, it's 5841 South Maryland
Avenue. Oh, I see. That's where, okay. Give me 1 second here. Okay, so 5841 South Maryland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. That's 60637.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have the phone number?
The phone number of the hospital?
Yes. If not, I think I have it here.
On hand. I was just going to say, not on hand.
Here, I think I have one. It's 773-702-1000.
Okay.
Just to confirm, it's the U Chicago Medicine Hospitals, Clinics, and Doctors in Illinois, correct?
Correct.
Okay, give me 1 second here. And prior to your cancer diagnosis of the meningioma, did you have any cancer diagnosis before that?
No.
Okay. And the name of the treating doctor, is it the same? Karen Strucker?
Yes.
Okay. And then the facility address, all that, they're all the same, correct?
No. Actually, I was treated at North Sheridan.
Okay. Let me make, you said North Sheridan?
Yes. The address is 1324 North Sheridan Road.
Is it Sherman?
Sheridan. S-H-E-R-I-D-A-N.
Oh, Sheridan Road. Okay. Chicago?
Actually, I was in Waukegan, Illinois. 685 for the zip code.
Yeah. Is it the Vista Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. It's still okay. Give me one moment, and that's going to be in 1324 North Sheridan Road in Waukegan, Illinois 60085.
Yes.
Okay. And I have a phone number here. And what's the name of the doctor? Is it the same doctor?
Robin Bowman. Bowman.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
That was the neurosurgeon.
Okay, and it's Dr. Robin Bowman.
Bowman.
I see, Robin Bowman, MD. He's a neurosurgeon. Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right, now for the medical, the pharmaceutical, the prescribing doctor, was it also Karen Strucker?
Could you repeat that question for me?
The prescribing doctor, the pharmaceutical, the person that prescribed you the Depo Provera?
Yes, that was Karen.
Karen, okay. In the same facility, yes. Correct? The UC Chicago Medicines?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. And the pharmacy, what about pharmacy name, address? Is that all the Chicago, UC Chicago as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did you want to add any additional medical notes, symptoms, or none of the above for now?
No, none.
Okay. Now, for the following question, if you could please simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, do you have copies of your medical records?
No, not at the moment. I have just, you know, where I got treated at. And,
right.
But I don't have...
like physical copy. Right. But, okay. I guess my question is, are you able to obtain medical records electronically? Like, do you have that? Okay.
Yes.
And are you able to provide these records by mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically, I believe.
Okay.
I can get them from the office, and they can send them over.
Perfect. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Now, typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in an unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you'd like to put in here, do you live with this person or do you not live with this person?
No, I don't live with the person.
Okay, what's the name of the contact?
Brenda Cockerell.
Brenda, okay, that's B-R-E-N-D-A?
Yes.
And how do I spell
Cockerell
the last?
Is C-O-C-K-I-E-L-L.
Okay, C-O-C-K-I-E-L-L.
R-E-L-L.
Oh, R-E, okay. C O C K R E L L. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the phone number?
773-543-5542.
I have 773-543-5542. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And your relationship to this individual, is it as family, friend, sister, mother?
Yes, that's my mother.
Mother. Okay. All right. And for the email, did you want to use the same email, or do you have your mother's email?
Yes, you could use the same email.
The same email? Okay, give me one second. It's like the BrieEllis88@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the address for your mother?
1140 North Massasoit.
Mather Street?
Massasoit.
Is that M-A-S-S-A-S-O-I-T?
M-A-S-S-A-O-I-T, yes. That's how you spell it.
Uh-huh. North Massasoit. Is that Avenue?
Yes. Yeah, that's the Avenue.
And is that in Chicago as well?
Yep, Chicago, Illinois, 60651.
Okay, so I have 1140 North Massasoit Avenue. That's in Chicago, Illinois, 60651. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and is there a unit number or apartment number or anything like that?
Yes, apartment 2.
Apartment 2? All right. Okay, give me one moment, please. All right, just to make sure everything's correct. You're going to receive a text message as well. Give me one second, okay? So you're going to be receiving an email and a text message. But before I do that, give me one second just to make sure. I'm just going to double check a few things with you. Give me one moment, please. Okay, Brianna, I just want to confirm a few things. Your spelling of your name is Brianna?
Yes.
Ellis?
Yes.
All right, the address is 1036 North Lamont Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be in, excuse me, give me one moment. That's, what's the apartment number again, or the unit number? I apologize.
Unit 1.
Unit 1, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I have 1036 North Lamont Avenue, Unit 1, Chicago, Illinois, 60651. Phone number is 872-802-5793. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then I have your email as BRIELLIS88@gmail.com.
Yes.
And I see your social. I have 3354-92-95-91. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Your date of birth is 10-8-1996?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send this to you. Have you used DocuSign before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll walk you through it then. It's pretty simple. So you should be receiving a text or a call now.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, it's easy.
Okay, go ahead and click on the text, the notification that you received.
On the link.
The link, yes. Yeah. Click on that link. And what's going to happen is it's going to direct you to a DocuSign webpage. And once you're on that webpage, you're going to click the yellow continue button. Or you may also have to click yes or allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature and then continue.
Okay.
And then it's going to prompt you to click on the start button. And then it's going to direct you to your first signature field. Then there'll be a small yellow box. You can go ahead and click that.
Okay.
It'll then prompt you to draw your signature with your finger, and then you're going to hit adopt and sign. And then
full signature or?
Your full signature.
Okay.
Yes. On the parts where it says for signature and then the other ones where it asks for your initials, go ahead and put your initials. But for the other ones where it requires you to put your signature, then please put your signature on those. And then you're going to click next. And then you're going to go through the rest of the paperwork and just tap on those fields and it'll automatically put the signature in some of the areas.
Okay.
And then you're going to hit finish once you're done. And then I'm going to look at that real quick to make sure everything's correct. Okay, it looks like you've completed the documents. Let me just check it real quick just to make sure. Okay, I do see your signature there, and I see your signature there, and I see your initials. Okay. All right. Okay. So everything looks great. I just want to say thank you so much for your time, Brianna. Within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you.
Okay.
It'll be coming from a 909 number.
Okay.
If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call and text me from the number that I'm going to be texting you. Give me just one moment right now. Let me send that to you right now. It's going to be the same thing that I'm telling you right now. Feel free to call me or text me on that number. And it's going to have my availability. But please be on the lookout for the text message or the call or text from the attorneys. And that's going to come from a 909 number. Besides that, I just want to say thank you so much again for your time. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Brianna. Thank you as well for your time. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.